The former chairman of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, PIAC, Major Daniel Ablokwaku, has challenged political parties contesting the 2016 general elections to come clean on how they intend to use oil and gas revenue in the spirit of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act to develop the country. Speaking at a dialogue session organized by Pen Plus Bytes in Accra dubbed Ghana Elections 2016, Amplifying Oil and Gas and Election Issues, Major Ablokwaku said the spreading of oil revenue on several projects in the past was not the best.
I expect political parties who are competing for the mandate of the citizens to come clean on the four. Look, the Petroleum Revenue Management Act requires that the government should select four priority areas. It didn't say select all 12. Now, what we have seen in the past, something called capacity building, and it incorporates everything. It's just an omnibus clause for mismanagement. It doesn't really fit. If you look at the past 6 years, when we have had revenue from oil, maybe about $3 billion plus, revenue that wasn't part of our national build-up, but now we have it. How has it been used? At least one can say that the construction of the Atuabo gas processing plant is the major thing that came out of that revenue. The rest, if you ask me, I don't know. Because it's a litany of, we have done this, we have done that, and you really cannot put your finger on anything. At least one third of it has been accounted for properly. Two thirds, really, I mean, it's lost in the pool. One will say that funds are fungible, so it doesn't really matter where the money has come from. It has been used in the economy. So I'll leave it at that. But what the citizens are looking for is a clear plan to use revenue from oil to consistently do something that will leave something lasting, like the railway from the south to the north. It may sound silly in your ears, but it is a very viable project if it is done consistently.
Major Ablokwaku urged managers of the economy to ensure that petroleum revenue make impact on the lives of the people.
The role that the oil revenue play is just about 5%. So the tendency for most politicians would be, why would I want to focus attention on 5% when the 95% is there? But if you read the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, the intention of Parliament is quite clear. The petroleum revenue must make an impact in society.
An Africa Regional Associate of the Natural Resource Governance Institute, Samuel Bekwin, entreated the media to ask the right questions on the petroleum sector and demand answers from politicians. He said the country needs a vision for the oil and gas sector. Mr. Bekwin called for the diversification of the economy, where oil revenue will be used to support the growth of other sectors.
Maybe the vision could be, why don't we process our cocoa bean into paste before we export, which means it has added value. So the vision would be, maybe 50% of oil money is going to support local people who build factories to process the cocoa bean before they export. So in the 10 years, when we reassess ourselves that we were supposed to use oil money to diversify, then people will not be just reliant on oil and gas, but they could also be reliant on cocoa processing, which is less volatile because it's not really dependent on the price of cocoa because you've processed it. So I think it's really important we look at what we want to achieve with the extractive sector in the medium term or the long term, because these resources are finite.
Diversify from oil and gas. We could have used that bulk money. I don't know. It could be infrastructure. It could be hospitals. It could be we want our oil money to ensure that there is quality medicines in Ghana, meaning that all our oil money, we're going to support pharmaceutical companies to generate their own chemical formulas to generate their medicines. Then we know that at the end of the 10 or 15 years, we'll be able to look back and say, Ghana used oil money to transform its pharmaceutical industry, and now they're probably exporters of medicines. So, I mean, there could be multiple ideas. We could look into different baselines to look at how we can utilize the money as well.
That was an Africa Regional Associate of the Natural Resource Governance Institute, Samuel Bekwin.